don't turn the ball over a lot. You know, they've been running the ball.
You know, they play really, really well together, and you know, we just got to make sure that we you know, make them one dimensional, and we got to stop their running game.
Do you think Case is
how the best defensive line's going to win this game? Is that how you guys view it, that you want that pressure on your defensive line?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, just us being able to go out there and do what we do every week and, you know, be disruptive. And, you know, we take on that challenge every week, and it's nothing different. We don't want to steer away from nothing different than what we do. And we're going to go out there and we're going to wreak havoc, and we're going to go out there and give it everything because it's the championship, baby.
Why do you think Case has been able to have the success that he's had this year? Because he was kind of bounced around the league, and this was kind of the first time he's really found a home.
I think it's just, you know, from Shermer putting him in a good position. You know, he don't, you know, allow him to do too much that's not him. And I think they do a good job as far as, you know, how they call their plays and, you know, what position they put him in. And I think he's done a great job as far as, you know, what they asked him to do.
They have a very young right tackle, Brandon. Does that kind of get you excited to go against somebody who doesn't have that much experience?
I know, like I say, they put everybody in good positions, and I'm excited, you know, for the matchup, you know, but it's on me to go out there and make sure that I rise up to the occasion and make sure that he doesn't, you know, get off on me, because, like I say, I don't get caught up in, you know, the experience too much, but, you know, overall, I just try to learn my opponent and see what he does well and see what I can kind of exploit him on that I do well and, you know, may the best man win, but I am excited for the matchup.
Brandon, this game kind of has a, you know, in Michigan guy, a Big Ten feel about it. Like, real in the trenches, a lot of defense. You kind of played just a game like that in Atlanta. You feeling the same way about this one?
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling like it's going to be a physical game. It's going to come down to field position and who's going to take care of the ball. And, obviously, we got to go out there on defense to get some takeaways. And, you know, we've got to put our offense in a good position.
What are you expecting the atmosphere to be like?
Oh, man. I can only imagine, because last week it exceeded my expectations, and it's only gonna get even better. And I'm just excited, man, because, you know, I know we're going to bring the energy, and I know the fans going to bring the energy and have a championship game here, you know, for all the marbles, you know, to go to the Super Bowl. You know, I know it's going to be electric.
Brandon, you played 90% of the snaps, which I believe was a season high. Does the increase in workload affect how you approach the week of practice?
No, not really. You know, I was happy to be able to get out there and stay out there a little longer because I've been out for 2 weeks. And, you know, I was just happy because I was still in shape. My body was feeling good even after the game today. You know, I was feeling good in practice. It really wasn't as effective because I haven't been playing 90% all year. So I think it's just in those situations when you want to have it, you know, we want to be out there on the field. And, you know, I'm just happy that, you know, we was able to, you know, get off the field on that fourth down. Well, you know, that is the best I've seen him play, and I know he's only going to get even better. And I think Fletch just works hard every day, and we all hold each other accountable out there on the field. And, you know, sometimes when you're in them games, you know, when you make that first play, you know, it's just adrenaline, and then, you know, you just getting your rhythm. And I think Fletch got in his rhythm early, and, you know, he couldn't be stopped.
Jim kind of stressing the fact that Case can kind of extend plays, maybe a little bit sneaky. People don't expect that out of him.
Oh, yeah. You know, you can't take nobody lightly. And I think Case does a good job as far as, you know, moving in the pocket, being able to extend plays with his legs, and, you know, just being able to trust himself going out there and, you know, making plays, because he got the receivers. You know, he got the running game that's been helping him, you know, take a lot of pressure off of him. And, like I say, Pat Shermer put him in a good position as far as his play calling and kind of playing to his strength of what he's good at.
Brandon, you've been here for a lot of years. On Saturday, how tough is it to just turn the page and move forward? It's such an emotional time of year.
Just don't get affected by how the outside world view this game. This is another game that we got to go out there and win and go out there and execute, because that's what it comes down to. Who's going to execute the most and who's going to do their job, play in and play out, and make sure that, you know, you just go out there and be who you are, you know, and don't try to be nothing else. Don't try to make nobody else plays, but when them plays come to you, come out there and, you know, make them. And I think that's our mindset. You know, we try to block out all the loud noise about how this is a championship game, NFC championship game. We just want to go out there and do our job, and then afterwards we'll party later after this W.
Brandon, what's it done for your career to be be different from not everybody in the locker room, in that you've gone through it with the fans earlier in your career and been, you know, at the lowest low, and you're pretty close to being at the highest high. Now, what's that done for you as a player?
It's a good feeling. You know, we trying to take advantage of this opportunity, because whenever I hear people talk about being in this position, it's an opportunity that doesn't come often. And, you know, it's not like Tom Brady and them guys who's been fortunate to be able to be in these type of games every year. It's not guaranteed every year. So let's embrace this moment and enjoy the moment and make sure that we go out there and give our best effort and make sure that we don't leave nothing, you know, no stone unturned, you know, where we could have did out there in those games, because we don't want to have no regrets. And I think it's just us just trying to take advantage of this opportunity, and that's how I'm kind of, you know, feeling, just trying to take advantage of this one.
There are a lot of people that kind of look at the Vikings defensive line and say that they're, you know, the best in the NFL, that between their pass rushing ability to stop the run, they're the best. Do you view it as the other way, that you guys are the best front in the league, and this is kind of an opportunity to show the world that?
We always had that mindset every week, and we got to go out there and prove it every week. And I think this is a good opportunity for us to prove who the best defensive line and front, you know, because we playing against the best, you know, and now we got to go out there and show up. And if we say we the best, we got to go out there and prove it. And I think that's our mindset this week, is to go out there and prove it and have more intensity than their defense. And then we'll see what happens.